Yeah, we need them. We need them indeed. Those strategies. Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I think I'm ready.
Yeah?
I think so.
I'm glad.
I'm packed and ready to climb, hike, go on a hike.
I'm counting on it. Hey, folks, welcome. Glad you're here with us today on 1017 FM and 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan.
Yes.
You don't remember the comic strip Pogo, do you?
No, yeah, I can't say that I do.
Yeah, it's a bit aged for you.
Okay.
So Pogo had a saying, we has met the enemy, and they is us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do know the saying.
You
I
do
did
know
not
that saying.
Realize where it came from.
Yeah, it came from Pogo. All right. And, you know, we often say, geez, I sure shot myself in the foot on that one, right?
Mm, yes.
Yeah, well, it's kind of pointing to the same thing, I think. Mm. Self-sabotage.
Yes.
And I recently was reminded of a book that is by Brianna Wiest, W-I-E-S-T. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. The name of the book is The Mountain Is You.
Okay, yeah.
Transforming self-sabotage into self-mastery. Mm. And so what this book does is it gives some lessons, some very valuable lessons on overcoming the enemy. We has met the enemy and the enemy is us. And along the way, also, the book is about helping us cultivate self-compassion and also, all at the same time, fostering growth, personal growth.
Sure.
And so it talks about emotional intelligence. It talks about mindfulness, a growth mindset. It talks about a lot of the things that we talk about here on Strategies for Living.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah. It's called The Mountain Is You, and it divides up into lessons. So I thought that we would use the lessons today as strategies because they, you know, this little guide, and it's the kind of book that I like. It's small and, you know,
digestible.
Yeah, not going to take a whole lot of your time, and yet it's one of those little books that is absolutely packed. And so we're gonna see if we can maybe unpack it a little bit today. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
We're gonna dive into The Mountain Is You. Transformation of self-sabotage into self-mastery. That sounds good. Thank you for being with us. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. Who are they? Well, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Learning RX and Pintail Roofing and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Back in a moment to climb the mountain because the mountain is you. Be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, Maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending. LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
And welcome in. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. David McMillan and Lauren Leon McMillan. Have you ever, have you ever feel like, I'm my own worst enemy?
Yeah. I think we all have experienced it at least a time or two, if not for a longer phase of our lives.
Yeah.
We get in our own ways, don't we?
I think some of us, kind of experience this with some regularity, if you will.
You know, I had to chuckle recently. I got a text from a friend, and it said, I think he intended to say, I'm on my way.
Right.
But it came across as I'm in my way, and I had to chuckle.
Freudian slip.
Yeah, aren't we all on occasion, right?
So this little book, The Mountain Is You, Brianna Weist. I don't know when this book came out. It's fairly new, though. But it delves into the intricacies of self-sabotage and also personal growth and overcoming obstacles, but important obstacles because they're internal.
Right.
And that, the good news there is if they're internal obstacles,
they're in your control.
You can do something about it.
Right.
So it turns out, I think this is a profound little guide.
I would think so, too, because ultimately, if we look at it, most every obstacle we face is truly internal.
Yeah, I think you're right. And so that's one of the things I think this little book does.
Or at least something we can tackle and face from the inside.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's our true power, mm-hmm. Lauren, because, so many times we can't change what's out there, but we can change the way we look at it.
Right.
You know, the old God grant me the serenity to accept those things I can't change, the courage to change the things that I can, the wisdom to know mm-hmm. the difference. So much of that second line, is about an inside job. It's about working within ourselves.
Yeah, because it takes great courage to face the person that you're with every day, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, back to Pogo, we as met the enemy and they as us.
Yeah, and when I say courage, it makes me think of the actual root of the word, right?
Yeah.
Core means heart.
Absolutely.
So truly, to have great courage, you go into and through your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in this little guide, The Mountain Is You, Brianna Weist offers 10 pivotal lessons that can guide toward a more fulfilling and successful life.
All right, hit me with
so,
one.
Okay, the first one is, of course, you can't, Dr. Phil says this over and over and over, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't change what you don't acknowledge.
Okay, right. So
the very first one makes a lot of sense here because it's to recognize self-sabotage.
For what it is.
So many of us don't see. We don't see how we're getting in our own way. We don't see how we're shooting ourselves, sometimes not in just one foot, but in both feet.
And it could be sneaky because so many of us blame, and it's actually the blame game that is and can be a form of self-sabotage, right?
Now, often this shows up, and Weiss does a good job of explaining that self-sabotage is very often a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Defense mechanisms are self-protect modes. They're ways to protect ourselves from perceived threats, right?
Right. I think a lot of times it comes from an experience of an overcritical, and I'm going to go take it all the way back to childhood, an overcritical or even near abusive parent, right?
Right.
And so in order to to have some control over the situation, the child learns to go ahead and self-criticize.
Sure.
Or self-abuse.
Let me beat myself up before
mom
or dad has
or whoever
has a chance to do it for me.
Right. Yeah. And then it won't sting as much because you're not giving up that attachment there.
Yeah.
Because that attachment is way too important during childhood.
Yeah. Yeah. I was chatting with someone today who has a sibling that when growing up, this particular sibling, and the age of the sibling is such that this was before, grew up at a time that there wasn't the known learning disabilities that are identified today.
Right.
You know, we look for things today like ADHD, dyslexia, other things that can get in the way of learning.
Right.
But because of the age of this particular person, that didn't exist back then. And one of the parents was very hard on this young person and just said, you're
not trying.
You're just stupid. What's wrong with you? You're just stupid. Well, you know, that person has never dealt with the trauma. I mean, found out later on in life, wait a minute, I've got dyslexia.
Right.
Of course, I could not.
Of course it was hard.
Yeah. But now is living with the trauma of having that experience and all of the things that go along with that.
Right.
So, you know, understanding that self-sabotage is not laziness, it's not a lack of discipline, but oftentimes, as in the case that I'm illustrating, it's about unresolved emotional issues.
Right.
And so once we can identify that, and it's crucial to do so, once you identify these patterns, that's the first step to being able to overcome them. So recognizing self-sabotage right out of the bat, that's really the first thing that needs to be done.
Right. Yeah. And here's the kicker for me too, right? We have to be so careful, especially since we're talking about self-sabotage, right?
Yep.
That I think people who are in a habit of self-sabotage, once they recognize that they are self-sabotaging, they self-sabotage themselves for self-sabotaging themselves, right?
This is getting deep.
Well, but we see it often. We see it so frequently, right? How often do we say, oh, I'm sabotaging myself, and then you get in the cycle of shaming for the shame, and it just goes on and on.
Right.
And to lift out, you have to recognize, okay, you have to celebrate. You have to actually celebrate when you recognize your self-sabotage.
Absolutely.
And that goes against, you know, traditional thinking, what you would habitually do, right?
Yeah.
But it is a moment of celebration because if you recognize that you're self-sabotaging, you have the opportunity to do something different.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's worth celebrating.
Number two is to embrace emotional intelligence. Okay, so back to my illustration for a moment. You know, okay, well, there were blocks to learning. So obviously, there the taking in the IQ, the you know, intelligence quotient that is measured, there were problems there.
Right.
Now we know there's something called emotional intelligence, and that's the ability to understand and manage our emotions. And so Weist in the book emphasizes that emotional intelligence is absolutely essential. It's a have to, if you will, if you want to grow personally, for personal growth. So it involves tuning in to your insides.
Right.
Being aware of your emotional responses, and then understanding how those emotional responses affect and impact what you do, your behavior.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And again, that sounds relatively easy, but that's a lot of work.
It really truly is, and it requires a moment-to-moment check-in and awareness.
Yeah, and a dedication to yourself.
Right, which is counter, so counter to the cycle of self-sabotage.
Right.
And that's
right.
why it is such a powerful and empowering antidote.
Right. You know, and again, not to belabor the illustration that I was talking about, but, you know, I really believe listening to the person that I was talking to talk about this other individual, mm-hmm. that there's real trauma there.
Sure.
And the trauma of that child, and it, you know, all of this happened over years mm-hmm. of this person growing up in a pretty successful household, right?
Yes.
And so with siblings who were all achievers and mm-hmm. overachievers and, mm-hmm. And a parent that was one of the parents was an extreme overachiever.
Okay.
And did extremely well mm-hmm. and wanted, you know, wanted all the children to do
sure.
well. Well, one out of the group mm-hmm. didn't do so well because of what was on board. So
right.
again, because that happened time and time and time again, through the developmental childhood experiences, that's some significant trauma.
Sure. I mean,
that's big T trauma.
Yeah, it's a form of gaslighting, not acknowledging what's actually there in front of you, right?
Right.
And that can happen with emotions as well.
Absolutely.
When we're not able to recognize what they are and give them the credence that they're due and just say that they're valid.
But by working on EQ, by working on our emotional intelligence, we can better navigate that inside landscape, if you mm-hmm. will. And once we are dedicated and willing to navigate that internal landscape, mm-hmm. now that's where some magic can happen.
Oh, my gosh. True alchemy.
That's where you can really make big time changes, mm-hmm. you know, and again, I want to make sure that I'm very clear on this, because it's these kind of things are easy for me to say, mm-hmm. but I'm talking about extremely hard work.
It's a devotional practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I
yeah.
would argue that it's a devotional practice
yeah.
to you.
Absolutely.
To yourself.
And so, you know, and you don't necessarily have to be in therapy or in life coaching, or, you know, you can do this. You can do this in many ways, although counseling therapy can be extremely helpful. Life coaching can be extremely helpful in a situation like this. We're talking about Brianna Weist, a little book, The Mountain Is You. Transforming self-sabotage into self-mastery. We are taking it apart today because it contains, well, strategies for living. And that's who we are. And that's what you're listening to. And we'll be back with more in just a moment. Stay with us. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's. TheBalancedLife.us. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM. 710 Keel, welcome back into Strategies for Living as we learn some lessons from the little book, The Mountain Is You, Transforming Self-Sabotage into Self-Mastery. The book is by Brianna Weist. We're talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. So we've talked about recognizing self-sabotage. We've talked about embracing emotional intelligence. You know, this third one is really up my alley. I love it. Understanding your subconscious mind. Mm. We could do hours, mm-hmm. and we probably need to do some more programs on
what the subconscious
understanding. Because it's so powerful.
It is, yeah. It runs our lives.
Yeah. and that's not underestimating.
No.
You know, when people hear that, it runs our life. That's not underestimating. You know, it's
under the conscious.
Yeah. Subconscious.
Yeah.
Our subconscious mind drives a tremendous amount of our behavior. And in The Mountain Is You, it begins to look at that, and it begins to teach that if you want to change your habits, mm-hmm. then you can't do that just on the conscious level.
Right.
Because so many of our habits
are unconscious,
yeah. Right. And so we have to delve into the subconscious mind.
But, you know, it's like the traditional iceberg, right? The idea that approximately 10% is the top of the water.
10 to 15% on top,
right?
Yep.
85 to 90 below.
Yep.
And it's the same idea with the conscious and the subconscious, with the subconscious being the biggest chunk of the iceberg below the water.
Yeah, I mean, it's just recently been in the news because they've gone down and taken a look at what the ocean has done through the years to the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day, you know, the Titanic was supposed to be the ultimate, the unsinkable ship. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it hit the iceberg. And we know, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story.
Well, yeah. And how often do we in our lives metaphorically hit the iceberg of our subconscious? And it just, you know, it gets in our way. We get in our own way.
So
that way.
If you want to and are dedicating yourself to go here, then it involves understanding your deep-seated beliefs mm-hmm. and past experiences that shape our actions today. That takes a little effort. That takes a little work because, again, so many times the things that we might find ourselves doing, and we even scratch our own heads, why am I doing this? Why am I thinking this way? What's going on?
Well, and those are great questions.
Absolutely.
To get you there.
But so many times, if we follow the string of the answers, they take us back into unresolved trauma mm-hmm. way back when, right?
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, instead of berating ourselves for mistakes, right?
Yes.
We need to try to understand. Okay, there's a reason for everything,
right,
and
where
I can.
Where did this come from? When did this start?
If I have patience and compassion for myself, mm-hmm. and we'll talk about that later too. That's the next one. But it's so important because if we're going to, we got to kind of become a detective. Yeah.
Yeah. And curious students of ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, it does take some work at first, but, and I don't know, maybe I'm biased because of the line of work I'm in, but for me, it's become just a habitual, okay. And it's gotten faster and faster and faster over the years of when something goes awry in my life, I go through the questioning of what did that trigger in me? When did that emotion first start for me? And I can almost immediately now be able to go back and visit my childhood more often than not, or somewhere in the past where something similar has occurred.
Right.
And be able to bring that up into conscious awareness.
And again, you know, subconscious, it doesn't mean that it's hidden from you.
No.
It means that you've got to do the work.
Excavating.
To excavate and get at it.
Yeah.
Again, keeping with the metaphor of the Titanic
mm-hmm.
and your metaphor of the iceberg,
right.
10 to 15% above the water, 85% of that thing below the water. If more of that iceberg that sunk the Titanic had been above the water, I dare say they would have avoided it.
Right? Yeah, I would hope so. That's the idea.
I would hope so. But
they would have a better chance.
They would have a better chance of the ship not sinking.
It goes the same way for us too, right? The more, I mean, that's Jung's theory of psychotherapy is to make the unconscious conscious.
Right.
And in doing so, we're able to better manage our life without running into invisible pieces of the iceberg.
Yeah. And you know, people may think because you mentioned Jung, and of course, when you mentioned Jung, some people think, of course, Freud. And when you think Jung and Freud, you think some form of psychoanalysis, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you think of, all of those hours on the couch, right?
Right, yes.
To unearth all of that stuff that's deep down there. And with all respect to Dr. Freud and Dr. Jung, they were brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But so many theories have built upon their theories.
Right.
And now we know how to plumb the unconscious a little quicker than they knew how to do. But thank you, Dr. Jung and Dr. Freud.
They came up with the original idea, right?
Go.
And
yes.
I liken the new theories to, okay, we've really got better, more adaptable power tools.
Right.
And magnets and search detectors now.
Right, right. So you can still drill a hole using that, turn the crank and drill
and
chisel away at it. But why would you do that when you've got a battery operated power tool that'll go zip and drill the hole that you need to drill in the wall? So again, using the more modern powerful tools, you just know that it doesn't have to be a deep dark secret, and doesn't have to take a long period of time if you're dedicated to finding what's going on.
Yeah.
But number four in the little book is important. I mentioned it earlier, cultivating self-compassion. So self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same amount of kindness, the same amount of understanding that you would treat somebody that you love, that you would treat a friend, right?
Right.
So Weist highlights the importance of self-compassion in overcoming this thing called self-sabotage.
Right.
If we want to overcome self-sabotage, we've got to be compassionate towards ourselves. So many times we beat ourselves up.
Sure.
You know, part of that cycle.
Then you beat yourself up for beating yourself up.
And that
just goes nowhere. You know, it really makes me think of Pigpen with that, you know, the dirt cloud in a cycle around, right?
But instead of berating yourself for your mistakes, acknowledge them with kindness.
Right.
And be willing to say, okay, I'm going to use this. I can use this as an opportunity to learn. Mm-hmm. And that approach is going to foster resilience and personal growth. And, you know, isn't that what we want?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we're after.
But you got to be compassionate towards yourself.
Yeah. And I think we can really, truly couple those last two, understanding your subconscious mind and being self-compassionate. And the way I'm thinking about that is in uncovering the trauma of your childhood, you know, whatever triggered you in the moment, you can go back and recognize, oh, I do that because I was yelled at as a kid for whatever it was, right?
Yeah, and again, to touch on something that you mentioned earlier, in the importance, Lauren, of staying curious.
Right.
I wonder, I wonder if these things that I do today have anything to do with how I felt when I was 7, 10, whatever, and this happened and that happened.
Right.
And somebody that I loved called me this name or that name.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there's a connection.
Right.
Just simply being willing to curiously look at, raise the question,
is
a very, very powerful pointing towards change. Right.
Yes, and it can bring you back without judgment.
Right.
And so if you're able to find that place in time, then you can apply also the self-compassion not only to now, but to then.
Yeah.
You know, in what ways would you be compassionate towards that child in that moment that you're remembering?
Yeah.
Right? And you'll be amazed at if you just dialogue, you know, or have an imaginary conversation or chat or hug with that inner child at that moment, what healing that can bring to you in the now.
Can be very, very powerful. We talk about the B word often here on Strategies for Living. And
which one?
Boundaries.
Okay, boundaries. Or balance.
Yeah, boundaries. And why Brianna Weiss talks about this. She talks about setting healthy boundaries. Because setting boundaries is absolutely crucial to maintaining your emotional well-being, your mental well-being. And Weiss talks about that boundaries are not about shutting people out, but it's about protecting your energy and protecting your own priorities, right?
Yes.
And so learning to say no, learning to set boundaries on what you will and will not tolerate helps you stay focused on your goals and reduces the chances of self-sabotage, right?
Yeah, because I think a frequent form of self-sabotage is overcommitting, or people-pleasing could be another insidious form of self-sabotage, which boundaries are vital.
Absolutely. We are we're talking about a good little book. It's called The Mountain Is You. It's transforming self-sabotage into self-mastery. The little book is by Brianna Weiss. We're talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. Turns out that there's a lot of strategies in this book. And you know how we are about strategies. We do healthy and we do peace and questing for a better life for all of us. That's what we do here on Strategies for Living. So come back. We've got more. Be right back here on Strategies for Living. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com. And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Talking about Brianna Weiss, little book. I hope I'm saying that right. Her little book, The Mountain Is You, and it's not a little bitty book. It's 250 or so pages.
It's a decent size.
And it's a book about self-sabotage and why we do it and when we do it and strategies to stop doing it. And, you pointed out, and I think it's important, don't expect the book to go through the same things that we're going through today.
No, these are just topics of interest that are within.
Yeah, but it's a good little book. And by the way, you can get the Kindle version of it for under $10.
Right on.
And you can get the, if you're like me, and I still like You know, I have quite a number of Kindle books, but I like the,
yes, I
know. You know, I like the real book. Yeah. I like to hold it in my hands. You can get the the printed version for under $20 on Amazon. And so, you know, and there's a workbook.
She's got a
I don't know whether she did it or somebody else did it, but I'm going through the reviews, and you know, here's one from Hazel, and she says it's absolutely amazing. The first time I've ever posted a review. This book has really changed my way of thinking and perceiving life overall. Mm-hmm. It's given me the opportunity to step back and evaluate my life, happiness, and inner healing. And she says, I would most definitely recommend this book to anyone, especially those looking for inner peace.
There you go.
Yeah. And who of us isn't looking for inner peace? Okay, so some of the other things that she deals with, and we talk about this a lot here on Strategies, and it's practicing mindfulness. Mm. You know, just involving being present, being in the present moment, right?
Right.
Being fully engaged with what's going on right now. So Weist advocates for mindfulness as a tool, as a tool that, you know, to use to combat self-sabotage. Because by practicing mindfulness, you become more aware of your thoughts and your behaviors.
Yeah.
And that allows you to...
You have to face yourself right there in the moment.
Yeah, and intercept negative patterns, mm-hmm. and make some conscious choices that align with what you're really wanting, your true desires,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because another form of self-sabotage, I think, is overthinking, right?
Yeah, yeah. Another one is about fear. So many of us get hung up on fear. And so she says, focus on what on fear and turn it into motivation.
Mm.
She points out that fear is a common reason for self-sabotage. And she suggests that instead of letting fear paralyze you, mm-hmm. use it as a motivation to propel you forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so acknowledge the fears and see if you can understand what their roots are. And then, channel that energy. Channel that energy into action, and that shift—the shift in perspective, yeah. can turn fear into an ally,
yeah.
in your personal growth.
Yeah. Again, it takes me back to Jungian ideology. You know, wherever your greatest fear is, there's your task.
Yeah.
That's where your first task is.
Yeah. That's where you may not want to look there, but that's
where your greatest tasks
that's the
are.
The secret sauce is right there. Yeah. So focus on what you can control. A lot of people waste a lot of energy worrying about things that they just can't control.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're in a season of that right now.
Are we?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just
yeah, yeah.
tune in.
Yeah.
Tune in to, you know,
tune into
any media,
yeah.
and listen for a little while. Doesn't matter whether it's from the right or from the left or in the middle, wherever it is.
Gosh darn it, if I could just control everybody and get them to
yeah.
do the right
if
thing.
If they would just see it my way. Yeah. So what Weist says is focus on what you can control, directing energy towards your actions, your attitudes, your responses. You can create positive change in your life. It's a proactive approach. And what that proactive approach is going to do is reduce your own anxiety and help you stay on track. To your goals.
And it forces you to take a look inside, because that's truly all you can control is inside and within you.
Yeah.
And that, you know, will, whether you're looking for it or not, put you face to face with some tasks that would involve enhancing and growing that emotional intelligence
right.
piece and the subconscious.
Another thing is developing a growth mindset. So a growth mindset is the belief that your abilities and your intelligence can be developed.
Yes.
If you put in the perseverance, if you put in the effort.
And so Weist kind of underscores the importance of adapting a growth mindset. I mean, we say it in a kind of different way here on strategies. If I live to be 105, I want to continue to be a curious student.
Right.
The healthiest stance we could take is that of a curious student.
Yeah, to know that we're here to grow and to learn.
Right.
And so there's really no end point. It's
right.
about the journey. It's about stretching.
Yeah.
And becoming more and more of who you are and who you want to be.
Yeah. So if I'm adapting a growth mindset, I'm gonna more than likely overcome self-sabotage. I'm gonna embrace challenges. I'm gonna take criticism and learn from it. I'm gonna persist in the face of setbacks. That's a growth mindset, and that mindset fosters resilience and a continuous improvement. You know, continuous growth. And that's what we want, right?
Absolutely.
Most of us, anyway. All right. Last but not least, prioritize self-care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times do we say it?
Not enough.
You can't give what you don't have.
Yeah.
So self-care, and Weiss points out, it's not a luxury.
Nope.
It's a necessity.
Yeah.
If you're dedicated to your own personal well-being, then self-care is a necessity for that. And so Weiss says that taking care of your physical, your emotional, your mental health is vital for overcoming self-sabotage. And so prioritize activities that nourish your body, activities that nourish your soul. Healthy eating, exercise, meditation, spending times with your loved ones.
And it doesn't have to be this huge ordeal.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in a habitual pattern of self-sabotage, this can start with something simple.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just to take 5, 15, 30 minutes of a day or a week to do something you know brings you peace and happiness.
Absolutely. So self-care provides a real foundation for a balanced life and a fulfilling life. The little book is The Mountain Is You. Brianna Weist is the author. It's a good little book. And we've kind of unpacked it here today on Strategies for Living. We will be back to wrap up our conversation in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Is the mountain you? You're climbing?
I'm climbing the mountain.
You're climbing the mountain. Yeah.
I'm getting there. Have we reached the peak yet?
I hope so. It's all downhill from here.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's a great view once you get there, let me tell you.
There you go. Profound little insights in this little book, The Mountain Is You, Brianna Weist. It's insights into the nature of self-sabotage and personal growth, and recognizing self-sabotage and embracing emotional intelligence and understanding our unconscious, our subconscious mind, cultivating self-compassion, setting healthy boundaries, practicing mindfulness, transforming fear into motivation, focusing on what we can control, and developing a growth mindset, and caring for yourself, mm-hmm. self-care.
Yes.
All of that can, you know, can help you scale that mountain, if you will. What's your main takeaway?
I think a big one is getting curious. A lot of this, a lot of overcoming self-sabotage starts, I think, with getting curious and maybe even a touch of opposite action.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is just doing the opposite of what your habit may be if you're into self-sabotage, which would be these things, self-care and self-compassion.
We like strategies here on Strategies for Living, obviously, and Brianna Weiss does have a lot of practical steps that implement each one of the things that she talks about, some of which we've, you know, we've talked about and discussed today here on Strategies for Living. So, good little book.
Awesome.
Good little book. The mountain is you. We has met the enemy, and they is us. Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in, being with us here on Strategies for Living. We take growth serious, and we can do that because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Learning RX. And Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you'd call? What is it that you'd say? And why? Why are you waiting to make the call? For Laura Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.